some fight while we watch it all burn down. Who's kidding who about where it all goes? Some speedway, some are going down slow.
Hey, what's going on? That was music from Once a Tree. And Once a Tree is a Canadian music duo consisting of Jay Lee Wolf, who you heard earlier on in the show, and the song Next Live, and her partner Hayden Wolf. It's from the album I Wonder How This Ends. Before that, Tom Wilson, who is a veteran of the Canadian music scene, he's from Hamilton, has a very interesting story. If you get a chance, go check out the book Mohawk. He was part of the 60s Scoop and lost touch with his Mohawk family, and then regained touch with them after years and years and years. The song that you heard from Tom was called Death Row Love Affair. One of my favorite, here is Howling Wolf from Chicago, a singer, a guitar player, a harmonica player, and just a force of nature. This is from the album Moaning in the Moonlight from 1959. It sounds just as fresh as it does today as it did yesterday. Here he is on the jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Keep your eyes on the road you have to pound the wheel.
Well, we got Roadhouse Blues from The Doors, released in 1970 on the album Morrison Hotel. The famed photograph outside that building is amazing and sells the record. I love The Doors. It is an acquired taste, I know, but ever since I saw that movie when I was a kid, The Doors with Val Kilmer, I was hooked. Music coming up from Voices of Fire. Now, this is a project by Pharrell Williams and his uncle, Ezekiel Williams, who is a bishop. The song is called Joy, and that's coming up soon. The two of them are trying to find inspiration and expose wonderful choirs in the United States. I think it's just the United States for now, but maybe they're going all over the world. Joey Styles and Carson Gray. Carson Gray is now the curator for the Indigenous Music Playlist on Spotify. Congratulations to Carson, and thanks for including me, by the way. Love you. Joey Styles, her husband, is a killer rapper. Both of them live in Haudenosaunee. Saw Joey in Winnipeg not too long ago, and very happy to play them on the show. We're going to play a song called Sunshine and Moonlight momentarily. Dallas Alexander is on the show, and Dallas is from Alberta, born and raised on Fishing Lake Métis settlement. And the song we're going to play here on the show is called Can't Blame My Bloodline from 2023. Now, a classic done by so many people. Even Steve Earle did this, but here's the original. This is Dave Dudley with 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I hope you enjoy.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make my living all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Can't blame my bloodline for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. And I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw songs. It's my own damn fault, I sing along. But I ain't blaming no one but me. Well, I ain't blaming
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
trying to undermine. Yeah. Mama lit to myself, must think I'm crazy. Yeah. But I'm humbling myself, and I'm giving praise. Fumble it, got myself, they don't know what I'm saying. Hey. If you crumble, any help, I know who can raise.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Hello, this is Boris Chassaigne. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
Is Bird Note. White-breasted nuthatches aren't the toughest birds on the block. They're petite songbirds that walk upside down on tree trunks looking for food, and their song sounds a bit like laughter. But when it comes to their nests, nuthatches know how to put up defenses. Squirrels could easily duck inside a nest cavity and gobble up the eggs. That's why you might see nuthatches sweeping around their nest hole with a beetle or other insect. It's thought that chemical compounds from the insect smell bad to squirrels, driving them away. Nuthatches also might tuck other odorous items in their nest, like a cigarette filter, that smell unappetizing to would-be predators. But if a squirrel ignores the stink and approaches anyway, white-breasted nuthatches have one more card to play. They'll stretch out their wings to look as big as possible and sway back and forth threateningly. They might be small, but nuthatches have the wits and the courage to stop squirrels in their tracks. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Thank you.